Radio. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are. Oh my gosh. Wow. I don't know what that noise just was. Sorry about that. You know, we're here with shows week after week, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs are dabbling in business, you know, in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, successful, savvy businesswomen, building the bridges and finding that balance between building a business and raising a family. And when we talk about balance, it's not equality. It really isn't, you know, and especially this time of the year. We are here entrenched in the summer, and it is the most difficult time for moms that work from home. You know, having to juggle your business and your kids full time without the benefit of going to school at all is a really, really tough time. And we've done some great shows on how to manage all of that and juggle things. And today's show, we are here in our rotating Wednesday show platform, and we're here with Productive Play with Debbie Dutton and Alyssa Sunger, the mother-daughter tag team behind ifnotyouwho.org, which is a great free website that has over 300 activities that you can do to make sure that your child is ready for kindergarten. Because more than half of the kids, you're talking 4 million kids, start kindergarten each year and they're not ready. They do not have the skills. They do not have the things that they need to be successful. And let's face it, that early success in school is going to create a lifelong lover of learning. And it is so important for your kids to be ready so they feel successful. And today, Debbie and Alyssa are going to be sharing 3 success tips for your preschooler. And believe me, they are simple, simple, sound like common sense tips, but so often parents don't realize it, especially new parents. So I'm very excited to have them here sharing this with us today. So let's bring in Debbie and Alyssa so they can share what they have say.
Welcome to the Productive Play Show here on Word of Mom Radio. My name is Alyssa Sungar, and I'm excited to have you join us for this month's show. Today, we will share some information about getting your preschooler ready for kindergarten. As a co-creator of the website, ifnotyouwho.org, our goal for the adults who visit the site is that they will find activities and ideas to prepare a child for kindergarten in life. Today, we will share what we feel are 3 tips that are of utmost importance to how you prepare a child to be ready to learn in kindergarten. And I'm excited because Debbie Dutton, another co-creator of the website, is with us today on Productive Play. Welcome, Debbie.
Thanks, Alyssa. You know, as many know, we are a mother-daughter combo that are working to get every child ready for kindergarten. And I look forward to today's show because we're going to be talking about 3 tips that any parent or adult can do that will absolutely benefit any preschooler. Now, today's chat is more of a big picture look at how we can create an optimum learning environment.
The preschool years are often indicative of how a child will perform in the future. So exposing a child to a variety of experiences and watching how they react, are they curious, scared, overstimulated, shy, etc., are all important windows into their behavior and how a child learns best.
You know, if there is a preschooler in your life, you know, as your own child or as a grandchild, a student in your classroom or a neighbor, you can change the attitude and the direction of academic and life performance right now. And we're going to share some tips to make the upcoming school years a social and educational success.
A study found that students who are behind in reading by 3rd grade were 4 times more likely to leave high school without a diploma. Another study showed that students in some type of pre-kindergarten environment are more likely to have higher reading skills by the 3rd grade. So we can conclude that having high-quality preschool education sets the stage for future educational success.
So let's look at our 3 tips that help a child have a high-quality preschool education. But remember that preschool education happens not just at a school. It happens at home. It happens at a daycare center or at that pre-K learning center or academy. And I really think that our three tips, I think they might surprise you.
So the first tip is spelled S-L-E-E-P, sleep. In today's whirlwind life of a preschooler, days are filled with attending daycare or early learning centers, different types of classes, gymnastics and swimming, parents rushing to work in the early morning and dashing home late at night. Mom or dad discover that to carve in time to spend with the child at bedtime gets later and later, and mornings get earlier.
You know, a child can be enrolled in the finest 5-star pre-K program, but if that child is tired and not engaged in the classroom, there's going to be limited benefit. You know, so here are some preschool sleep facts from the National Sleep Foundation.
A preschooler typically sleeps 11 to 13 hours, and by the age of 5 are not taking a nap, but quiet time in the afternoon can still be beneficial. Sleep duration among this age group can vary a lot between individuals. You know, some kids are great with 10 hours a night, and others, you know, up to 14. However, putting a child to bed when they aren't sleepy can cause bedtime battles and perhaps even behavior problems.
You know, another fact is preschoolers between the ages of 3 and 5, you know, they can still have difficulty in falling asleep, and waking up during the night is actually common. You know, this age can experience nighttime fears, nightmares, sleeping walking, and sleep terrors. And I had one child who had those sleep terrors. So it's really important to have a regular and consistent sleep schedule and make a nice, relaxing bedtime routine.
So what does a bedtime routine look like? It could vary from family to family, but perhaps it could include a light snack, a bath, putting on PJs, brushing teeth, read a story, place in bed, say a prayer, recap the day, a kiss goodnight, and leave. But try to keep that bedtime routine the same every night.
You know, in our families, the routine was to take a bath, and while you're taking the bath, then we would discuss the day, put on our PJs, brush our teeth. Then we'd also play a game. We'd love board games or any type of hide-and-go-seek games. Then we'd say prayers together as a family, and then somebody would take the child and go into bed, and there you'd have your water bottle and the favorite stuffed animals. And that's when we would read stories. Then we'd tuck them under the covers and give kisses and pats on the back, sing a goodnight song, and then leave.
Child should be sleeping in the same sleeping environment every night, in a room that is cool, quiet, and dark.
You know, I read a story or a project, and they were talking about how many bedrooms of children had TVs in it. Mm. And, you know, that bedroom should not have a TV. You know, and ideally, there's a bed that it's used only for sleeping. It's not a bed that you play on or you watch TV or you use technology. It's not for the iPad.
So that's a good tip for all of us, adults included.
Yes, yes.
And so is the next one. You know, consider winding down, having a winding down period about 30 minutes before bedtime. I know we've all read those studies and seen where they say actually no technology for adults too,
right?
30 to 60 minutes before bed. So have that winding down period about a half hour before bedtime, and make sure you give time alerts to a child. You know, 30 minutes until we go to bed, and then 10 minutes to finish up or pick up your final toys and get into bed, and now, oh, only 5 more minutes until we head to bed. You know, warnings help them with this transition time into bed, which can often be tricky. Limiting food and drink before bedtime also helps, and allow a child to choose which pajamas to wear, or what book to read, or which stuffed animal to take to bed. Giving child choices often will lessen that bedtime battle by allowing them to have some control over what they get to do for bedtime. Some families choose to play soft or soothing music while preparing for bedtime, but also continue that music when the lights are out. So we use white noise for my child, which is also nice to just kind of drown out the other noises that could be coming in from around the house or even outside. You know, a child likes to prepare their own sleep time environment, so let them participate in the choices that that they can make.
Right. And tuck your child in snugly, as this gives a feeling of security. You know, resist the urge to lie down next to your preschooler until they fall asleep, as they really need to learn to sleep independently. And the earlier you establish bedtime habits, your child will have the ability to sleep well as they get older. You know, and don't forget, getting enough physical activity and eating a healthy, low-sugar diet, you know, that's going to aid in sleeping also.
Too little sleep can have health consequences, according to lots of studies. Sleep loss in children can be linked to fatigue and bad moods, attention problems, impaired memory, academic problems, a tougher time keeping impulses in check, and increased feeling of hunger leading to obesity.
You know, and adult consequences of not getting enough sleep, you know, are heart disease, diabetes, obesity, headaches, depression, lapses of attention, and delayed reaction times. So everyone, you should make adequate sleep a prime concern in your house for each and every one of you.
So there are some simple questions to ask yourself. You know, how do I know if my child's sleep deprived? So here's three quick things you can ask yourself. Number one, does your child frequently fall asleep while riding the car or even possibly a stroller? Number two, do you have to wake up your child almost every morning? And thirdly, is your child cranky, irritable, or acting overtired during the day? You know, think lots of eye rubbing or big yawns. If your child's in a daycare or a school, you know, check in with your child's teacher or daycare worker and see if they have noticed anything regarding these sleepy behaviors.
So we hope you now understand why our first tip is to make sure your preschooler is getting enough SLEEP sleep and make bedtime a priority for your child and your whole family.
All right. So our first tip was sleep, and our second tip is PLAN, plan. We plan menus and shopping lists, family events and parties, vacations. We plan schedules at work, but we often forget to actually plan the steps needed and getting a child ready for kindergarten.
You know, there are certain social, physical, and educational skills necessary for a successful school start. And having a plan allows adults to use their limited time to the best of their ability in allowing a child to be kindergarten ready.
Knowing how a child learns is information parents need to know right from birth, from the birth of their child. Those preschool years, ages 3, 4, and 5, and the learning experiences that happen during these years are perhaps the most important time frame in determining a successful school encounter.
And yes, we are busy, but using the resources available now during the preschool years are going to save a child from being behind in learning skills from the get-go.
Again, research shows it's very difficult to catch up in educational skills. If not reading at grade level by the end of third grade, these children often will not graduate from high school or will have learning difficulties.
You know, this is one of the reasons that we developed the free website, ifnotyouwho.org, because the site shares a developmental plan of activities for preschoolers that targets the needed skills for a successful start to kindergarten.
The website provides a plan for those too busy or not sure of how to guide a child for a successful kindergarten start. Take a look and then begin your plan. Your child will thank you in the years to come. Beginning remedial work in the first year of school is not part of the plan.
Our tips are sleep, plan, and the third tip is READ, read. We hear this all the time. 20 minutes a day you should be reading with your child, and yet each of us can easily fail this tip.
When the kids were babies and toddlers, it was much easier to get a child to slow down and cuddle with a book.
But now, wow, at preschool, they're in constant motion, and reading can easily play second fiddle to technology like an iPhone app or watching a video.
The benefits of reading aloud to a child are numerous. It is relational building with the reader of a book, builds vocabulary, enlarges their frame of reference when selecting books that share information that is not familiar, or prepares the child for learning to read, and so on. And these are all lifelong benefits.
You know, you have to determine to make reading a habit for a child. And use the second tip, plan, to get your 20 minutes a day. Please remember that when teachers or childcare workers read to a group of children, why, your child could be in the washroom, they could be playing elsewhere in the room, daydreaming, and not be engaged in the reading time. So don't plan that they're getting all their reading at their daycare center or in school.
Mm-hmm. Making reading a habit can be one of those activities that it's easier to say you'll do than actually do it. So here are a few suggestions to get in that 20 minutes of reading a day with a child. When it is time to get up in the morning, you know, make it 5 minutes earlier and read to right at the beginning of the day. You will soon discover that this quiet time on first awakening is a wonderful beginning to busy days.
You know, we did this. We had one child that was very hard to wake up in the morning, but we found that if we read a quick little story, that was just a couple of minutes, and then they were ready to start their day. You know, and you can also have a book on CD or on an MP3 player available for a child to listen to in the car or a bus, and have a little basket of books available for a child to look at when sitting in their car seat.
Mm-hmm. What I think is really fun is to plan a Skype or a FaceTime date with a traveling parent or out-of-town grandparent or another relative or friend and read a book through FaceTime or Skype. Preschool kids can easily share the fun of reading using this technology. It also helps with developing a special bond with the adult that is absent from their day.
You know, one idea is to just save a series of books just to be read via Skype.
Oh, that's fun.
I like series that are labeled I Can Read. So check out their website, www.icanread.com. The Mercer Myers Little Critter has great pictures and few words that easily keep a child focused. You know, some of the titles are Little Critter Going to the Firehouse, or Little Critter Just a Little Sick, or Little Critter Just a Little Love.
Those are cute. Sometimes you need to force yourself to take 5 minutes when coming home from work or in the afternoon and read with the child. This will soon turn into treasured time together that you both look forward to.
You know, and ask questions about the book, and that will maximize your interaction with the child and increase the conversation that you can have about the book.
You can ask fact questions, where does the story take place? Or you can ask questions that let the child figure out what could be happening. What type of truck is inside a fire station?
You know, opinion questions are fun to ask too. I mean, is there a preschooler who doesn't have an opinion?
Mm-hmm.
You know, ask them like, what do you think about what that character did? Or bring the story directly to the child's experience. You know, if you read about something in a story, ask them, how would you feel if that happened to you?
Comparison questions are good to ask, too. How is this book like another book we have read? Or authorship questions that ask the child to think like the author. What would you have Little Critter do at the firehouse if you wrote the story?
You know, prediction questions are fun for the child to tell you what might happen next before you turn the page. What should you do if you were on fire? Or vocabulary questions about what they know regarding a specific word. So like, what does the word check mean, as in Joe checks the ladder? You know, you can build a child's vocabulary immensely just through reading books.
Have a book bag or shelf of books for a child to do their own reading anytime during the day. So keep it, you know, a low shelf so children can help themselves. And plan on 10 minutes of reading at bedtime. If you do that, you've got 20 minutes of reading already squeezed into the day.
And if you don't know what books to pick up, you know, again, look on our website where we share the names of 3 books each month. And these books were chosen specifically for preschoolers to widen their frame of reference, to introduce them to new concepts and experiences, and yet provide entertainment and information.
And actually, to add, lots of libraries, if you go to your local library for free or public libraries, should have lists.
Yes.
Of books, usually broken down by age groups. They should have a long list of preschool books. We've got lots on the website, but they have even more. So the library is a great resource to help you find books that are great for your child. Our 3 tips, sleep, plan, read, are intended to help you with ideas on becoming the best parent for your preschooler. We all need reminders, tips, and insight into the changing world of preschoolers.
You know, in each Productive Play show, we also mention some items that help with the show's focus, of which today's focus was how to get a child ready for kindergarten. And, you know, there are no national standards of school readiness that are guidelines for you to follow.
The first item we want to share is an overview of what a preschooler should know to have a successful school experience. and you can find that on our website, ifnotyouwho.org. Click on the home page under the About that says Kindergarten Readiness, and you will see a complete Kindergarten Readiness checklist there that was created in a blog post.
You know, the second item to look out to check out for guidance and what a child should know is a website called teachingstrategies.com. And look at the Teaching Strategies Gold Objectives for Development and Learning, birth through kindergarten. And they share the Colorado academic standards. And Alyssa and I both live here in Colorado, so we look at those standards very carefully. And what a preschooler should know before kindergarten, it's not a secret. And teachers and parents need to be aware of these guidelines.
The final item we want to share that will aid you in becoming a better informed adult about how a child can learn is one of our favorite books called Extraordinary Parents by Lynn Fielding. As stated on the book cover, find out how families can amplify early learning from birth to age 5 and maximize their child's potential and opportunities in school.
You know, I really like this book, Extraordinary Parents, because there's lots of graphs in it, so you can visually see what the author is trying to tell you. And he's also written many other books that are interesting. You know, and time is up for this edition of Productive Play, and we hope our listeners take to heart the tips of sleep, plan, and read, and why these steps are so helpful to preschoolers.
Thanks, Debbie, for co-hosting with me this month. It's always fun chatting with you and exploring together the unique preschool years.
You know, as a grandma, you know, and to a preschooler, my hope is that everyone who enters kindergarten with my grandchild is going to be ready to learn. So school time is spent experiencing new skills and activities and not catching up.
We hope you join us next month, where we'll be sharing another.
We'll hear that on the air.
As always, there's a recap of this month.
All right. Well, actually, it's fine. Just don't let it beep.
Both on the Word of Love Radio.
Put it on now, but just don't let it beep.
Yahoo.org website. We appreciate you spending time with us today, but more importantly, the child in your life thanks you. Back to you, Dory.
Thanks, Debbie. Thanks, Alyssa. You know, I so enjoy, you know me, I love talking children. And this is a great segment. It's amazing because you would think that, again, it sounds so simple. Sleep, plan, and read. Those are the three things that you can do, especially for your younger children. And, you know, a lot of times parents have a hard time having kids that aren't good sleepers, which sleep is the number one thing. And I encourage you, go back into our archives and the series that Ingrid Pruer, who's the baby sleep whisperer, was actually on our show. She did a series here for about, I think there's probably seven or eight shows, maybe more. Go back into the archives for you that are having kids that have some sleep issues, because that sleep time is so important. That's why they need that 11 to 13 hours at night and an afternoon nap, because that whole cranky, rubbing your eyes, falling asleep in the car, you know, all of the things that make your child not happy are the things that you want to make sure that you foster in them. So sleep is number one. And then that plan, because you can see where your child is learning their best, where they're the most excited. You know it in yourself when you have that feeling of, this is the best part of the day for me. And then read. And we all know how important reading is. And on that note, I want to share our sponsor today, Kaz Winters from everythingfamily.net and the host of the Sneaky Mom Show every first Wednesday of the month. So here's a little bit.
Mom, do you need resources to help your family thrive? I'm Cass Winters, the mother of Family Ideas and owner of everythingfamily.net. In addition to hundreds of free and easy ideas for families, including articles by experts, browse through pages featuring hundreds of books for babies through grandparents, find illustrated children's stories, adventures for teens, activities for kids of all ages, and books for family celebrations. Discover parenting ideas and books with answers for challenging times. Our assortment covers most genres, from fiction, biographies, and romance to mysteries, sci-fi, poetry, and more. If you're searching for a perfect gift, our artisans and crafters create delightful one-of-a-kind items. Want a personalized touch? We can personalize t-shirts, teddy bears, and much, much more with a name or photograph. Families are incredible, and I invite you to join ours. Visit my website at www.everythingfamily.net, and you will feel right at home.
And you really will. And I have to tell you that the books that Kaz shares, you know, you want something to read. Debbie and Alyssa gave some examples and some great other books that they have worked with, from teachingstrategies.com to Extraordinary Parent by Liz Fielding. And again, the ifnotyouwho.org website, where you can go, and there are over 300 activities that are free in all the different areas that you want to make sure your child has confidence in as they, you know, become lovers of learning, hopefully for the rest of their lives, as we encourage them when they're little, as they grow. So I want to thank you all for tuning in. This is our last live show for the rest of July. My son actually just got married on Saturday, and my feet still have not touched the ground. And so this is some time off. We have phenomenal shows coming up in August. Special guests in our business spotlight. Our author alley is filled. We have Kaz Winters leading off on our rotating Wednesday platform with the Sneaky Mom Show. And on Thursday, I have a great shop at home wine opportunity to share. So I don't know about you, but shopping home for wine, that works really well for me. And so I'm really excited. We have a phenomenal lineup starting off in August with just amazing shows, fabulous guests, great hosts. And I just want to take the time to thank all of our hosts and all of our sponsors, you know, Janice Clark and Sina Block that round out our Tuesday business spotlight, and Debbie and Alyssa, who were just here with Productive Play, Kaz Winters. You can go back into Glenda Cates and Branding Beyond Blogging, where she's sharing some great blogging business ideas. Again, I mentioned Ingrid Pruer and the Baby Sleep Whisperer series that we ran. My show is here on Thursdays with the Mompreneur Model. As I said, we're going to be sharing some great, shop at home wine company. And go back into our Music Monday archive. I shared the cast of Godspell running until August 9th at the Westchester Broadway Theater. And our Music Monday has just been remarkable. And you can go all the way back to Kitty DiCarlo, you know, sharing Love from Above, which is the archive of my mom, and tapes that we found that she had done with Les Paul oh so many years ago. We thought we had lost them and found them. So it was a joy for me to be able to bring her back to the air. And we will all be back, like I said, in August with some great new shows. Enjoy the archive. And I just want to thank all of you for tuning in. You know, you make what we do here so much fun. And I look forward to being back on the air with you live in the beginning of August. So until then, this is Dori DiCarlo for everyone here at Word of Mom Radio, saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.